Hawkeye.
What's up?
Hey, how are you doing, man? You're a Bernie supporter?
Yeah.
Explain to me. Well, first of all, what state are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Oh, okay. Were you at the rally?
No.
Oh, okay. Were you at the Trump rally?
Definitely not.
Okay. Just curious. You know, you never know. You could have been in the protest section. But
I guess, yeah.
So why Bernie Sanders? What's your basis for Bernie?
I mean, I just like his overall message and that he's trying to look out for, you know, working people and, you know, not just the corporate elite and the rich. Yeah. Even, you know, someone like Joe Biden is just a centrist, you know, status quo person who's not going to get anything changed or anything done. So I feel like he's the only option to get anything kind of going differently in this country.
What would you say is wrong with the working class? Like what problems are they facing right now?
I mean, it just seems like, you know, they say the economy is so great and all that right now, but it seems like, you know, regular people who aren't making, you know, who just make a regular amount of money aren't doing as well as they make it seem. And just in general, just the way the country's been always, you know, like we don't have healthcare for everybody when pretty much every country or every other country in the world or, you know, has it, which why can't we do the same thing? Why do we pay such exorbitant costs and do all that when we don't need to do that?
Well, I would argue that the government is the reason why the costs are so high, because the government is involved in the medical industry tremendously. FDA regulations, FDA approval on new medications, those sort of things raise up the cost tremendously, not to mention the crony capitalism that exists between insurance companies and the government. If you were to get rid of the government when it comes to healthcare, you wouldn't have to worry about these sort of things, like lobbyists, corrupt lobbyists and stuff, because lobbyists would be out of work because there's no law that they can lobby for, because the government wouldn't make laws when it comes to that sort of things. But my question for you is, why do you think it's okay to take money from wealthy people and give it to others? Why is that okay? Why is that sort of...
I would say it's necessarily okay to just take money from wealthy people to give to others in that sense.
That's what taxes is, right? Like it's
yes, that is what taxes. I just think that they should be paying more of a fair share of the you know, given the amount of money they have, especially things like corporations like Amazon paying no taxes at all. That makes no sense. There's a whole bunch of money, you know, that could benefit the country and everyone as a whole if they were to be taxed like they should be.
Well, their company's only worth $1 trillion, so that's not really a lot of money. In terms of the GDP,
right? But if you took all of the corporations that have those kinds of tax breaks, and you know, there's just lots of different things that could be changed in that kind of system where it seems to benefit the wealthy more so than everyday Americans.
Why instead of taking money from the wealthy who are paying $0 in taxes, why don't you stop taxing the middle class and the poor altogether too? Why don't we just stop with the taxation?
Because that wouldn't be fair or make any sense. We need taxes to provide certain necessary things.
For what? What do we need taxes for?
Roads and infrastructure. I mean, there's obviously all sorts of things that
can't build roads and infrastructure.
No, not in the same way that government can, because that's something that everybody needs to use. That's something that everyone needs. So like to have private industry control that where there's a profit motive involved with that, it's just there's too much that can go wrong with that. When there's that only that profit motive and no kind of regulation at all, they can just run with it.
Everybody needs roads, but I mean, sorry, everybody needs food, but the private industry is able to feed the public. Are you saying that private industry can't build roads? I mean, they built smartphones and silicon chips and transistors and all sorts of amazing things that allow me to be able to talk to you. you know what I mean? Like they've done.
I get what you mean. That's so true. You're right. But
I highly doubt that private industry isn't capable of solving the problem of infrastructure.
It's not that they couldn't do it. I just feel like in order to roads are something that's needed in, you know, everywhere. And it's, you know, it's something that has to be all reaching. And I feel like if government is able to coordinate that, it's more likely than private industry. Like there's no one private industry that could coordinate the whole like building all the roads and maintaining all the roads in the entire country, unless it was some huge monopoly.
Not one private industry, but I'm sure several private industries.
But even several private companies, how would they coordinate that to make sure every area in the country is taken care of? you know, that would just be really hard to coordinate without something like the government in order to help coordinate it.
It can't be harder than one company being able to serve up years and years of video every hour like YouTube does. I mean, that's a pretty massive challenge on its own if you think about it. But private industry has been able to do those sort of things. They've been able to solve those sort of problems. So I don't think that the government, like there are tons of roads already in the United States that are private. There's private toll roads.
Right.
And there's other options for privatized roads as well.
Which a toll road you have to pay to use, which is also.
That's okay. Because they get people would have a lot more money if they weren't being taxed to build the roads. But also, there's ways to build roads that are advertising based. For example, the people who build the roads could put up billboards every mile or however they want to do it.
Right. But do you really want to have I guess they could do that. But is that something you really want to live with?
Why? Why? We already live with it on Facebook.
And I mean, I guess, but it just,
it works. And I mean, advertising is able to keep YouTube afloat. I mean, if you think about that just in terms of complexity, but I don't think the solution is stealing from people because you don't like the fact they make more money than you.
I don't think it's stealing from people. I think that's not the right term to use it.
You're taking money from people.
You can't call taxation theft. I mean, at least in my opinion, that is just not, that's not theft. Like, you know, because especially for people who make like not that much money, like, you know, you do a tax return at the end of the year and you end up pretty much getting back everything that they took. You know, but not, but most of it. And it's like, you're not even getting taxed much in the end.
I'm getting taxed a lot. I don't make a lot of money, but I'm getting taxed a lot. I have to pay taxes every time I buy something. And then I get the income tax taken out. And then I get,
okay, well that, yeah, I meant more on taxes. Like, that's more like more on your paycheck. Cause you get the tax return, which then that's a large portion of what you even were taking. No, not all of it, but still, I don't think taxation is theft to begin with. Like, I think that taxation serves a necessary
function. Let me ask you this question. Do you think that people that earn money, that money they earn is their money?
Yeah, of course. But like,
But the taxes is coming from their money.
So right. Because they're contributing to...
What if I homeschool my kids and I don't want to contribute to public education? Can I get that money back?
I mean, you could do that, but that seems... And to me, you could homeschool your kids, but why would you not want to contribute taxes to the rest of society to help benefit society while everyone else is?
Because I could take that money instead of giving it to taxes. I could give that money to my church and have them pay for the education or educate kids and not do it through the government.
Well, that's because you, I guess, would assume churches to be an adequate form of teaching people, which I would completely disagree with. But that's why.
Do you think it's immoral for people not to pay their taxes?
I mean, that's kind of a weird question. I don't know if it's necessarily a moral issue paying taxes, but I think that if it's something that's.
Do you think that the amount of profit that Amazon makes is immoral?
I think considering they pay no taxes, then that's not right. Like they shouldn't be able to make the profits they make and not contribute to the society. That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Do you think
it's immoral for people to not contribute to society?
I mean, somewhat, I guess. Yeah. Because you benefit all of society, that helps everybody.
What makes something moral or immoral? Where do you base your morality on? Like, what makes something right or wrong?
Well, for me, because I'm not religious in any way, so I don't base my beliefs on the Bible or anything like that, because I don't think that's a reliable source to base beliefs on. Just knowing what's right and wrong. When you're a decent person, you know things that, you know, what's being shitty, stealing from people, lying, you know, you don't do those things because they're wrong, not because the Bible tells you you shouldn't do it. You do it because it makes you feel shitty and you don't want to feel shitty. So you live your life in a way that, you know, doesn't cause that.
Well, I mean, what about a rapist who feels good after rape?
Well, those people are obviously fucked in the head. So like,
but it doesn't make them feel shitty.
Again, because those people are right in the head. Those are sociopathic people.
So whether or not you feel shitty is not your standard for morality. That doesn't work all the time because sometimes people feel really good about stealing, or people feel really good about raping or child pornography. Makes people feel really good. That's why they do it.
Right. And unfortunately, there's no way to control that and to change those types of people. Those people exist, and that's just the way that those people are, unfortunately.
Yeah, but
having something like the Bible or something to try and change them isn't going to like
do anything good. What makes what they do immoral versus not doing it moral? That's what I'm asking you. Because
I think just being a decent person and having a normal moral compass.
But how do you define what a decent person is, or what the moral compass points to? How do you do that without some sort of objective standard?
I guess just through knowing what's, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's, you have a good question and I can't fully answer it, but like, I don't agree that like the Bible is a good, you know, source to do that with, but I think it's just something that people have to kind of decide for themselves. But yeah, like your point said, there's people out there who think raping people is fine and don't feel bad about it. And you're right. And that's shitty.
But you have no basis to say that it's shitty.
Well, yeah, of course I do. Of course, anybody, because that's a disgusting thing to do. And if you're a decent person, you recognize that. Right, but those aren't fucking normal people. Like, normal people don't think like, oh, rape, you know, any normal, decent human being, regardless of your religion or whatever, knows raping someone is a horrible thing to do.
Well, that's because every human being is created in the image of God, and God has given them that knowledge of right and wrong that's objective and universal and unchanging throughout all time and history.
Okay, see, if that were true, though, then those rapists that don't see anything wrong with what they do would have that same thing, and they don't, because that's not the truth, because people are different. And there's no image of God that we were created in. That's why there's all sorts of different people.
I would argue that the rapist knows what they're doing is wrong, but they do it anyway because they hate God and they refuse to submit to him.
Because they hate God. That's the reason they do it.
Yes.
Okay. Especially if it's a rapist like me who doesn't care much about religion. I'm not a rapist, but my motivation is thinking if I was a rapist, would be because I want to get like, I want to get off, or I want to, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be because I hate God. Like, that just doesn't seem like the reason I would think most rapists would have. Yeah.
The reason rapists rape is the same reason you don't believe in God. It's because you hate him.
That's a very broad and sweeping generalization.
It's absolutely true. So the Bible says in Romans 1 that you suppress the truth and unrighteousness. So what we're talking about here is Bernie Sanders and whether or not healthcare is moral or immoral. And what I'm saying is that you know the truth. You know what's moral. You know what's immoral. But the reason you don't follow or you pretend to not believe in God is because you're suppressing that truth in unrighteousness, whether that's idolatry or whatever. It doesn't really matter what sin it is that causes you to suppress.
That's if you have the presumptuous belief that what you believe, that whatever particular religion you believe, which I'm not sure which it is, you think that one is true when there's hundreds and hundreds out there.
Yeah, they're all.
And there's flaws in tons. Right, which is extremely arrogant and ignorant of a belief to have. See, I don't have that kind of belief where I'm like, oh, I think I'm right for sure. I don't really know. There could be a God. I don't think there is because I haven't seen any real good evidence. But like, hey, there could be, you know, but I don't have that presumptuous belief of, oh, I know I'm right. Like, that's just ridiculous. You don't know you're right.
Well, I know the Bible is right.
But you can't know that. Why is the Bible like something that it wasn't even written by Jesus? Who's like that? This doesn't make sense. Like,
what makes something true or right or wrong? What makes that right or wrong? What makes anything right or wrong?
That's a very objective question. What makes something right or wrong? Like, I don't know.
Well, you just told me that I can't know if the Bible is true. So I'm asking you, how do you?
Because you can't 100% fully know that it's true. Like, that's, there's just no other besides just with faith and believing it. With no actual like full reasoning, that's the only reason you can really know it's true is just with faith. You can't fully know because there's been no like evidence to prove one religion is superior to the other. That's why they all still exist, and there's tons of people under all the different denominations. Because
I can know that the Bible is true because I have a standard for what is true, and the Bible is the only thing that lines up with that standard. So do you believe in evolution? You're just evolved pond scum.
I mean, yeah, I believe that we evolved from things on this planet. Yes, yeah, so, I don't think we just were placed here randomly by God. So
why is anything moral or immoral? Why is it wrong to rape? Why is it wrong to rape if it's just pawns, evolved pawn scum
Because we're not pond scum. We're evolved human beings with brains and feelings and emotions. And we know we have empathy and sympathy. We know when things are disgusting, at least when you're not someone who's sick in the head, who's not right. Like the people like that aren't.
Feelings and emotions don't matter if you're just a bunch of atoms floating in through an infinite space, black space.
See, that might be your interpretation. For some reason, without God, you think that people and what we are and our intelligence and the power we have doesn't matter for some reason. I don't agree with that.
It's just atoms.
Well, I don't agree with that. That doesn't make any sense to me. Just because we weren't placed here by some objective.
You don't believe that you're just atoms?
I do. I think we came from stars. That's where all the elements that are on this planet came from stars. That's what we were created from.
Yeah. So what is it? What does it matter if rape, murder, what does it matter? You're just stars. You're just from stars.
See, in my opinion, that's just a disgusting way to look at it. I think to be like, oh, you're just stars. So why does it matter? Like
that's what you believe. You just told me that.
That's not what I believe. I believe because I think those things are terrible. And I realize that some things like that are wrong, but I don't need to believe in some, story that has really no actual evidence in reality. To live my life by good terms and good deeds, because I don't need that kind of thing. I know what being a good person is, just being a decent person. I don't need to have God and some religion to walk, hold my hand through life to show me what I need to do is good.
But the reason you know what is good is because you're not stardust. It's because you're created in the image of God and you have a conscience, you have knowledge, you have feelings, those sort of things. Which don't make sense in a universe of just everybody stardust.
I think it does if you look at our intelligence and the ability of what our brains are able to do based on other animals on this planet. And even animals on this planet show empathy and traits that we have, like gorillas and stuff that are, closest thing, or chimpanzees. They show tremendous empathy and warmth that just like we do, just we just have it on a much higher level.
Yeah, I don't see how you can account for empathy in a universe that's just atoms bouncing around and forming chemical reactions. If I have, for example, here, if I have a bottle of Mountain Dew and I have a bottle of Dr. Pepper, and I shake them up and they cause a chemical reaction, is the Dr. Pepper right or is the Mountain Dew wrong? They're just chemical reactions. Right.
But that's because you're looking at what, a human brain or a human or even an animal as something as simple as a chemical reaction, just because they may have started out with simple life.
That's what they are.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. We are all made up chemicals and reactions. That's very true. But we're more than just that. We're not just chemicals and reactions.
Where does that more than that come from?
From our brains and from how developed we are. From evolving.
Chemical reactions, though.
That is true, but that doesn't mean that it's not possible for it to get to. I mean, when you look at other animals on this planet and they have similar traits that humans have, that to me is good evidence of, okay, look, if they can share the same traits and feelings that we can, clearly it makes sense that we would have came from, the same planet and we're a similar being of this. We're not just something that was plucked down here randomly to live with all these animals that live here that we share similarities to, just by a coincidence,
or maybe we share similarities to animals because we have the same artist who made it from the same mind. You can laugh, man. You can laugh. It's fine, but it's true. It's true. I've heard my challenge to you, because see your political theory of we should help people. And we should provide health care to everybody, and the rich should pay their fair share. It doesn't make sense if we're just all atoms. See, your political system doesn't make any sense whatsoever in a universe that is void of any meaning.
I disagree. I don't think it's void of meaning just because I don't have a particular religion or a book that I need to read and follow to find my beliefs.
The reason you think that way is because you're created in the image of God and he's given you a knowledge of right and wrong, and you refuse to acknowledge him as the Lord over your conscience and knowledge of morality.
No, I wouldn't say that God has taught me right and wrong at all. My family's never been religious and... Mm-hmm. So I've had many friends that were like, my best friend growing up was Mormon, and I even went to his church with him to like do different activities and stuff. And I gave it a chance, I was, it'd be great. But like, if it was real, but it's not, there's just, it's not like I didn't give it a shot, but
How do you know anything is true?
How do I know anything is true?
How do you know you're just not a brain in a vat and you're just having a hallucination right now?
You ask a lot of like very like...
They're good questions.
Objective questions.
Yeah, good questions.
That don't... Well, they know because it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, oh, how do you know anything is real? That's a very like... Bro, oh, am I living in the Matrix? That's just like a very like loaded That's question.
A completely in a way. Valid like, question you... because you don't know.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Yeah. You don't. I guess technically you could be living in some simulation, but I'd be inclined to believe that's not true. But
well, right, right. But I mean, so you don't know what is true because you could be in a simulation.
Sure.
So see, what I'm saying is I can know things are true because the Word of God is the Word of God, and the Word of God is true, and because I know that there's a God that knows everything, it's possible to know something. And if you don't know, if you deny that there's a God, you have no basis to know anything at all.
Yeah, to me, that's incredibly ignorant. Like you don't know God, you know nothing at all. There's science. Well, there's so many other things out there besides
God. You're telling me that I'm possibly ignorant.
So you don't need God to learn science and all these other things. Like that's not something you need to know anything about to do. Like I don't understand how you can make a claim of.
I'm not arguing that you don't know God. I'm arguing that you do know God, and you're suppressing that truth in your unrighteousness and refusal to submit to Him.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, it's great talking to you, Hawkeye.
Yeah. You too.
All right, man. Well, that was fun. This is fun. this is so much better than any of the street preaching I used to do years and years and years ago.